The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll get you from point A to point B. But if you're looking for point C, well, buddy, you're on your own. But if you'll wait right here, in just about 2 minutes, the bus to point C will be coming right by. And now, here's your Ralph Cramden of the airways, Eric Metaxas!
Hey, folks, welcome to the program. Albin, I am still in California, and I'm not planning to leave.
What are you doing out there these days?
Well, last night, Pastor Jack Hibbs had a pastor's conference. I have to say, Jack Hibbs is one of these heroes. You thank God for the handful of people that are just kicking it. Amazing pastor's conference last night. I got to speak. It was very, very late for me because, of course, I'm on New York time. So it was like 11 o'clock, my body clock, before I got to speak up. So I had a ton of coffee and I'll never sleep again. But it was amazing. Tonight, I'm going to be at Chino Hills. His church is in Chino Hills. And there's a Wednesday night service. I know people can watch it online. Again, it's Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, Jack Hibbs's church, but I'll be speaking there with him tonight. I think he's going to be interviewing me.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock LA time, but it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast because my wife and I want to stay up and watch you.
Yeah. See what I have to say. But I also want to mention, okay, so today my guest will be, have you heard of John Zmirak? Not many people know who that is, but we've got a surprise for you. He's a new friend named John Zmirak. That's literally his last name, starts with a Z-M. And yet he claims to be an American citizen. We're going to look into this when he comes on the program. But John Zmirak will be my guest. We're going to be talking about, well, you'll see. Albin, I got to mention also the Real Anthony Fauci movie.com. The reality, the nightmare of Anthony Fauci, who he is and what he has done and how we've all been treated as guinea pigs. It's in a film. It is free to you like for the next 2 days. If you go to the Real Anthony Fauci movie.com, the Real Anthony Fauci movie.com. We need to understand what has been happening. I saw the film. It's spectacular. The Real Anthony Fauci movie.com. Also, Albin, we just got, I think today may be our last day.
Yes.
To give to CSI. If you haven't yet done this, and I know there may be a few of you who haven't yet, I want to encourage you. This is an opportunity to actually free slaves. This is not a metaphor. These are people who, because of their Christian faith, have been enslaved by radical Muslim tribesmen, Fulani tribesmen in Sudan. This is real. You can do something about it. Today is your last chance. So I'm going to exhort you over and over, since it's the last chance, to go to MetaxasTalk.com. The banner is still there today. I'm begging you, be generous. Be generous. Think about these people and be generous. MetaxasTalk.com. I will be harping on this throughout the program, so you might as well do it now. There's a phone number, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. Let me say it in Spanish, 888-253-3522. Thank you.
All right. Where's John? So where is John?
Can we bring in John Smirak?
I think so.
I don't know anything about this guy. Let's see who we have.
Who
John
knows?
Smirak, welcome to this program.
I am loving your country and would like to thank you for welcoming me.
That's, I think with a name like Smirak, I'm expecting that kind of an accent, but I know who you are. You can't fool me. John, you write for The Stream, and you've written a few articles that are important, but a little difficult. Donald Trump, he can be less than ideal. I probably never mentioned that before, because most people know that, you know, I worship him as a god, that I've thrown my Christian faith under the bus, you know, and I've made this political idol. And so it's hard for me when I realize that my idol sometimes has feet of clay. It's a very painful thing to realize, and I'm just going to deny it. But you, you've written an article, and I want to talk to you about that and anything else you want to talk about.
Right, see, Eric, I don't have your problem with worshiping Trump as a kind of primitive fetish, because I reserve that treatment for Pat Buchanan. So that allows me to see Trump with some objectivity, because
that's
he's
beautiful.
Not Pat Buchanan.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thanks. So here's the overall picture that I think is essential for people to take in. In most, this is an article at stream.org with the long pedestrian title, "With DeSantis in the Race, Will the Right Explode into Pieces, Dooming the Country?" Okay, that is the question. With DeSantis's entry in the race, are we going to see the right in America split into multiple factions that hate each other and can't cooperate and would rather see the left win than their rivals
win? So you're obviously in the article blaming DeSantis,
I'm not blaming
this
anyone.
Young man, for graspingly having this political ambition, willing to destroy the country for the idea that he might become president.
No, I'm not blaming DeSantis.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I am not. I prefer DeSantis as a candidate. You prefer Trump. I prefer DeSantis as a candidate, just to put my cards on the table. But I think Trump would be great. If he got reelected, it would be fine. I'm not sulking about this. But if you ask me who my preference is, it's DeSantis. But that's not the point. The point is, in most Western countries, there is a split, an irrevocable, unbridgeable chasm between two factions of the right. And we can define them broadly as Christians and nationalists and populists. In America, okay, here's how I define it in the article. There are two truths, two fundamental truths that are important for everyone on the right to understand. First, immigration decides whether America will be saved. If we have an open border with Latin America, America will fall apart in a sea of chaos and probably end up being ruled by some kind of dictatorship of the far left or the far right, because a country without a basic cultural unity cannot be free. It has to be held together by some kind of dictatorship, like Tito's Yugoslavia, like Tsarist Russia, like the Roman Empire, like the Soviet Union.
Like Saddam Hussein's Iraq.
That's right. So what the Democrats are doing now by leaving the southern border open is turning America into Iraq, turning America into the former Yugoslavia. Now, my family comes from the former Yugoslavia, with the emphasis on the word former. I do not want two generations down for people to live in the former United States of America. So I will reiterate, immigration determines whether the country will be saved.
John, let me, I just, for a point of clarification, what you and I believe, because I think we agree on this, is that we're not against immigration. What we are against is illegal immigration, first of all. And secondly, the idea that people would come in from other cultures and not be culturally assimilated to buy in to the American vision. When my mother and father came to this country with the intention of becoming American citizens and becoming American citizens, they loved the idea, the founder's idea of America. It's why they wanted to come here. But now we have people coming here, not just illegally, but coming here and not buying into the American experiment, not really genuinely becoming Americans, just technically living in America, but not sharing our values.
And you know what? It's not even necessarily their fault. Our system no longer assimilates immigrants.
Correct.
We no longer ask them to assimilate. The California schools teach that the word assimilation, that the words, the melting pot, are racist. That the idea of trying to get immigrants, even trying to get them to speak English and assimilate to our cultural core in America, which is Anglo-Protestant libertarian.
We're setting up the problem. We've got the rest of the hour talking to John Smirak. Folks, this is actually very important. We'll be right back.
I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of iconic American brands selling us out to appease radical leftists. But it's not just beer and sneakers. For years, big mobile companies have been dumping millions into leftist causes, and we had to take it because another option didn't exist. Well, now it does. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke propaganda pushed by people trying to destroy this country. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, M-E-T-A-X-A-S, or call them 978-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Metaxas, spelled M-E-T-A-X-A-S. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. That's patriotmobile.com/Metaxas.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Welcome back. We're talking to our dear friend John Smirak about a piece he's written at stream.org. And John, you're laying out there are two problems, two major issues that are in a terrible danger of colliding. Both of them are very important. Number one, you're laying out is this issue of immigration, and you're laying out how we're now living at a time when the Democrats in particular are encouraging illegal immigration across our southern border, and they don't even want, they do not want these folks to assimilate, to become cultural Americans, people who buy into the American vision.
Right.
They like the tribalization and the balkanization. It works in their favor, and they're destroying America.
Right. Furthermore, we don't need a million high school dropouts coming to America every year, which is what's happening. We don't have enough jobs for blue-collar Americans as it is. Black Americans don't get there's a bottom level on the ladder so that they can climb, because they are immediately displaced by immigrants who will work cheaper and who are perceived as more obedient and docile.
Okay, so the poor in America are suffering as a result of this illegal immigration.
And who is benefiting? Two groups of people. Democrats like Joe Biden, who want cheap votes, and Republicans like Karl Rove, who want cheap labor. So the elements of the Republican Party just want cheap labor and don't care what happens to the country after they die, because they fundamentally don't believe in God and they don't care about their own grandchildren and they're not patriots. I mean, people like Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney and in the past, John McCain, didn't really care about the future of America, which is why they put cheap labor over the American identity and our culture and our democracy. The Democrats want to create a chaotic horde so that they can have a bureaucratic dictatorship like the Soviet Union. So, fundamental truth one, immigration determines whether America will be saved. Here's the second fundamental truth. Abortion determines whether America deserves to be saved. All the great benefits God has lavished on this country, which you talked to Michael Medved about at Socrates in the City, the quasi-miraculous things that happened for the American Revolution, for the Civil War, for America to become this unique, wonderful, beautiful experiment in freedom, we have received divine favor after divine favor to the point that Abraham Lincoln called us the almost chosen people. We have become Nineveh. We have thrown these benefits back in God's face, sacrificing almost a million children a year on the altar of abortion to the sexual revolution, killing a million children a year for our own sexual convenience. God will not continue to bless such a country. That's on the supernatural level. On the natural level, if we are not a virtuous people, we will not remain a free people. As James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, every important American leader, founder said, if we're not a virtuous people, we will not remain a free people. If you don't have self-control, Caesar needs to put chains on you to keep you under control, because you're not a human being. You're basically a pit bull. And pit bulls, vicious pit bulls, need to be on leashes. So, immigration determines whether America will be saved. Abortion determines whether America deserves to be saved. In most Western European countries, the people who believe one don't believe the other. So you've got the Christians who oppose abortion, but they're for open borders because of some wishy-washy, dumb, fake Christian idea that we have to welcome the stranger, that keeping an immigrant out of your country is like
welcome the cartels. In the scripture, it says, welcome the cartels and their violence and sex trafficking. I believe that's in the original scriptures.
Some American bishop wrote the speech for John Paul II when he came to America, and he just read it. And the thing he read was one of the stupidest things that has ever been said by any human being in any context in all of human history. You ready? We must welcome the immigrant of the border as we welcome the child in the womb. Okay. That is really the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Let's break it down. The child in the womb belongs there, has every right not to be murdered by his parents. The immigrant at the border has no presumptive right to enter your country. It's entirely up to you. The way if somebody comes over and wants to have dinner with you, you get to say no. It's exactly the same thing. Countries don't have any duty to accept any immigrants at all. It is 100% whether they think it's good for their country, their national interests, the common good of their citizens. These refugees are not refugees, by the way. There are no refugees coming from Latin America because there is no country except for Cuba that politically persecutes people, maybe Venezuela. But there are no refugees from Mexico or Guatemala or Honduras. They're fake refugees just being coached by George Soros lawyers at the border to just read off from a script. Okay, so if you can get the people who realize immigration is destroying America, and you can get the people who realize abortion is damning America and turning it from Nineveh into Sodom, which deserves to be obliterated by fire, if you can get those two groups of people to work together, you can have a governing coalition. And that's what we had in 2016. Donald Trump needed supporters. He didn't have any base in the Republican Party, in the elites and organizations. So he turned to evangelical Christians. The Christians responded. He kept a lot of his promises to them. In fact, he kept more promises to the Christians than he did to the immigration people, because he overturned Roe versus Wade, got overturned. The wall never got built. Now,
is that really true, John?
Yes, the wall is not built.
A lot of the wall was built, and he was
not enough of it. Obviously,
I know, but I'm saying, but he was. I want to play devil's advocate, because I'm not going to pretend like I know. But it seemed to me that they fought him like crazy at every turn to prevent him from building the wall. So it's not like he didn't have the will to build the wall.
He did not have the will to build the wall, or there would be a wall, because we controlled both houses of Congress for 2 years. What got passed? Tax cuts for the rich. Paul Ryan, who was left in place as the Speaker of the House, might as well have been president for those 2 years in terms of immigration policy. It took COVID for Trump to be able to get some lever to stop mass immigration. It was the COVID emergency that allowed him to finally restrict the influx of people. That's just a fact. But that's the important thing now, is what's happening right now. And what's happening right now is that Donald Trump is moving to the left on social issues. He said that the protecting babies after 6 weeks in Florida, he said that was too harsh. He has said that abortion should just be left to the states. The Democrats don't think abortion should be left to the states. They want the FDA smuggling abortion pills into Texas. So why should the Democrats be willing to use the power of the federal government to kill babies, but we're not going to touch it in order to save them? No, that's wrong. And furthermore, Trump siding with Disney against DeSantis over grooming and transgender crap aimed at kids.
Now that Disney I have now not has heard. So can you clarify? I'm a little
Trump criticized
to hear
Trump criticized DeSantis heavily for going to war with Disney. He said, we could have done a deal. That's a big company. That's a lot of jobs. I don't care about the jobs if the job is grooming children and recruiting them for Satan, because yes, Disney now has a TV series about a happy teenage girl who falls in love with Satan and becomes pregnant with his child. That's Disney.
Wait, what?
Yes, that what? Is a new series by Disney about a happy teenage girl who gets pregnant with Satan's baby, and it's a happy, fun story.
Wait a second. You're not exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating one bit. Okay, so Disney is worse than the Chinese Communist Party. Disney is like the North Korean Communist Party.
I agreed with you before I heard what you just said. Disney, people should never, ever, ever, ever spend a dime on anything related to Disney. And folks, if you do, you're part of the problem. I want to be clear. I've been there already. So to hear what you're saying is very disturbing.
Right. Trump is going after DeSantis for not making a deal with the Satanists at Disney. Okay. So Trump is going off the reservation. Here's what's happening. He is now taking the evangelicals, the believers, he's taking us for granted. He has us. So now he's going to try to get some other votes. That is not how it works in politics. If you see a politician taking you for granted, you crack the whip on him. You can bet that the gun lobby and the Israel lobby and the China lobby, these people don't let you betray them and go try to find other voters and treat you like you're damaged goods because they got you and you have nowhere else to go. This is how you blow up the coalition between the people trying to save the country from immigration and the people trying to save it from abortion. But it gets worse.
Well, we have to go to a break. We're going to continue this conversation. This is very important, folks. We're talking to John Zmirak. This is very important. You can read his article at stream.org. Please sign up for my newsletter. We will send you the video. You need to share this with people. ericmetaxas.com. We'll be right back. Ooh, that smell. The smell of this.
Thank you.
Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just stop at the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, made from the world's best cotton called Giza. These sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98. These sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Metaxas at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Eric at checkout. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code Eric. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, welcome back. We're talking to John Zmierich. So, John, you're setting up this very important thing. I want just people to be tracking with what you're saying. You talked about the immigration issue.
Yeah, I'll recapitulate. In most European countries, the populist nationalists, the people who want to control immigration, don't care about abortion. And the people who care about abortion don't care about immigration. This is a recipe for a country to be destroyed. And that's why we see France and England and Spain and Germany getting overwhelmed by Muslim immigration and having terrible abortion laws. Not as bad as America's. We have the worst ones on earth, but really quite bad. And having the sexual revolution run rampant, transgenderism, all these things straight from the pit of hell. Okay. Trump forged a coalition in 2016 of people who cared about the country enough to control immigration and cared about their immortal souls enough to try to protect unborn children. That coalition is falling apart now, and he's letting it happen. And those of us who would like to see him be president again, and I'd be fine with that, have to come to him and say, you can't do this. Here's another example of what's happening. Pedro Gonzalez. Everyone should be following Pedro Gonzalez on Twitter. He's a former strong Trump supporter who is now a critic. And he is documenting how various Trump surrogates, people who work with the Trump campaign, like Laura Loomer, are making fun of evangelical Christians, posing with drag queens and putting that up on Twitter, like drag queens for Trump, MAGA drag queens. Yeah, they are doing this, and they're not being prevented by the Trump campaign.
It's almost like horrible people have gotten into his circle. It's unbelievable when I hear, I think, who is around him?
Right.
Does he have anybody speaking any sense to him that you don't want to do this? Well, you're doing that right now, and I'm grateful.
And I'm making a plea for any evangelical who is close to Trump or has Trump's ear or has the ear of a big Trump donor to go to him and say, you can't take us for granted. You can't treat evangelicals and pro-lifers the way the Democratic Party treats Black voters. That is, you have nowhere else to go. Shut up and vote. Because guess what? First of all, they will rally behind DeSantis, and this will be a long, dogged, difficult primary for Trump, which will hurt him in the general election. And secondly, if we perceive that we have been betrayed, a lot of us won't turn out to vote. And that would be a disaster, because then the Democrats, who, let me be clear, are not patriotic Americans and don't care about the future. They are nihilistic supporters of a demonic agenda that is driving us over the cliff like Gadarene swine to drown in the sea. Okay. Donald Trump has the potential to save the pigs from drowning in the sea. But if he does this, if he continues to take pro-lifers and pro-family people for granted and try to get Caitlyn Jenner's vote, he is going to lose, and he's going to deserve to lose. And America will be proven not to be Nineveh, but to be Sodom.
Well, this is obviously not a small matter. I don't know who he has around him advising him. I have seen some of this information on social media that you're referring to, and I don't know what is going on, but it's almost like anything DeSantis says, Trump is just figuring out a way to say that it's wrong and stupid. Even if DeSantis says 1 + 1 = 2, Trump is being baited into saying not always, you know, like it's kind of.
Juvenile.
It's like a pathological desire to crush DeSantis or anyone who challenges him kind of makes his emotions get the better of him, it seems. And he'll say things that are against his best interest.
And against our best interests, and against God's will, and against the best interest of the future of the country. So those of us who care about him and think he was a good president and was unfairly that the office was stolen from him 2 years ago, those of us who agree with him on 99% of things, we have to hold him accountable like a good parent who finds a crack pipe in his son's suitcase.
Well, look, I want to say clearly, I am for Trump. I don't think it's DeSantis's time. And I really desperately hope that Trump can get people around him to deal with this, because I feel very, very firmly he is the man to lead us in this next term. And the idea that he's surrounded himself by people who are doing him harm, you're laying it out. They're doing him real harm. He's got to get rid of those people.
That's right.
It's just horrifying. And listen,
and one way we can do that is by exerting pressure on him, by telling him, look, we'll walk. We did not take blood oaths to you. You're not the legitimate king of this country, anointed by God, and we have to support you no matter what.
Well, look, I'll be clear. I'm not gonna walk. I'm gonna vote for Trump, period. But I will tell you this. I know that many, many, many evangelicals are capable of staying home and not voting. And because of that, this is very, very important. This is not at all a small thing. We're going to go to we've got to talk to our friend Robert Netsley with Inspire Advisors. So we're going to talk to him. What we're going to talk to him about, folks, is extremely important. It's a financial issue. It concerns every single one of us. But at the beginning of hour two, we're going to get back with John Zmirak. And we've got lots more to talk about with John Zmirak. Don't go away.
Well, the darlings on the sideline, dreaming up such cherished lines, to whisper in your ear before you die.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. It is that time when we get to talk about something that unfortunately is perhaps more important than anything else. When you step back and you think about what's going on in the world, our money is the most power that we have. You can go to the voting booth and you can vote. And that's very important. But when you think about the money, where your money goes, where your money is invested, most of us are a little bit clueless about that. And it turns out that that is probably the biggest problem we're facing with the woke lunacy taking over the culture. So we have our friend, CEO and founder of Inspire, Robert Netsley. Welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Listen, the more I learn about this, the more I'm kind of amazed that I didn't know about it. That if we, when most of us are asking the question, what is going on? What is happening to all these companies that they're not just leaning left? They're going like full on insane, satanic, transgender, pushing it on children. I mean, a level of craziness that most of us, I think, rightly say, well, where could this be coming from? And it sounds like all of this stuff, this ESG stuff, this diversity stuff, that it's coming from those gigantic entities. What are they even called? These entities that control, you know, investment funds, or what are they called?
Well, they're called lots of things by lots of people, but I mean, the technical term I think would be, you know, shareholder proxy voting firms like Glass Lewis and ISS, names that nobody's ever heard about, probably listening to this show unless you're in the financial industry.
Shareholder proxy, what?
Voting firms. You know, there's this massive infrastructure that's like way deep in the bowels of Wall Street that process the millions upon hundreds of millions, probably, of these ballots that every shareholder gets to and has to vote on when they own a share of stock. But, you know, if you've got a 401k, you're not getting these in the mail. The investment managers that your 401k manager hires are getting these in the mail, but they're probably outsourcing it to these voting firms. So it's like, you know, a bazillion steps removed from the end shareholder. But then guess who holds the power? There's only like a couple, three of these large firms that in effect vote every shareholder proxy that dictate the direction of corporate America.
And what are the names of the big ones? BlackRock?
Well, BlackRock's an investment manager that is highly influential with these firms. So they're a little bit of a different case. They I'm sure, vote for their own firm proxies as well. But ISS, Glass Lewis, those are two of the large ones. Broadridge is another large firm that gets involved
there. This is kind of like finding out that, I mean, it's the equivalent of finding out that your government has been taken over by people that you didn't vote for. And you think, well, wait a minute, I thought we had this process and I thought I had a share and I'm a stakeholder and what I say goes. And you find out, no, actually, while you haven't been paying attention, your vote has been outsourced and your values are not just being undercut, but there are people actively working against your values. And folks, when I say your values, I mean the values of the American founders, of the Constitution, religious liberty, biblical values on every front, that this is our money. And we're talking, you know, millions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars of our money is effectively being controlled by people who somehow, this has happened over time, and most of us are ignorant and we just kind of go on with our lives and we've got our 401ks and we don't realize that this tremendous power that we have, this financial power we have, has been given into the hands of people working utterly against us, against the American family, against our kids. This is big news, Robert Netsley of Inspire Advisors. This is big news for most people.
Right. Bad things grow in the dark. Right. Bad things grow in the dark. And how darker can it get than just these huge organizations operating in the shadows, really nobody knows about. Imagine a world where everybody in America gets a vote for president, let's say, except nobody actually gets a ballot in their own hands. It goes to somebody, you know, somebody else who you don't even get to pick who that goes to. Oftentimes you pick a person to then pick a person who picks a person who gets to cast your ballot. How trustworthy would those elections be? You know, it'd be ridiculous. And so this is what's going on with your investment. So if you have, again, a 401k or you're in a pension, you're a hardworking American, You own shares in companies like probably Target and Walmart and Amazon and Netflix and all these companies, Disney.
Folks, did you hear that, folks? Did you hear that? You probably own shares in these companies. Please keep going.
You probably do. But you own them through a fund company like BlackRock or maybe American Funds or Fidelity or some other company that's in your 401k or at a fund. Now, those fund managers either vote those shares themselves or they outsource it to one of these proxy voting firms. And the problem is they're all basically in cahoots with one another, deciding what to vote for and sitting in their ivory tower, deciding what kind of progressive politics to push on you through those companies that you own and really undermining your own value. So it's like you're voting against yourself. But the problem is that we don't even know that's happening, right? So we're bringing this to the light at Inspire Investing. We're a faith-based investment firm. We're the largest provider of faith-based ETFs in the world, managing about $2.1 billion, one of the fastest growing investment firms in the nation, because millions of Christians and other conservatives with similar values are waking up to this idea, this reality, this really stark reality, that in their investment account lurks all sorts of nasty issues. And we don't want to be complicit in it anymore, right? Okay, so we're going to kick out the bad actors. We're going to vote for the good ones, and we're going to change the way corporations do business.
Okay. So here we come to the punchline, folks. I hope that this wakes you up, and I want to give you an action point. I want you to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric, because you got to fix this. Your money is being used against you. Inspireadvisors.com/Eric. This is very important, folks. Very important. I'm sorry we're out of time, but you got to fix your situation. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. I'll say it again. This is very important. Inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Folks, this is one of the most important things we talk about on this program. We don't talk about it enough, but the money that you have in pension funds, 401ks, whatever it is effectively being controlled by people who are working against you and your values. A lot of us have money in funds that invest in, Target, Amazon, you name it. All kinds of companies that are working dramatically against everything you believe in. So it's time that we wake up, we understand the financial power that we have, and pull our money out of these kinds of places, which is why I have as my guest the founder and CEO of Inspire on the program, Robert Netsley. Robert, we've talked about this before, but the power that we have financially is huge, but the reason things have gone to hell in a handbasket is because most of us don't have a clue that we have this power. We kind of act like it's a separate thing, and I go and I vote, you know, every 2 years or something. But every single day, tons of our money is being used against us because of our investments. So before I let you talk, I want to tell people to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric, where you can fix this. You can find out what's happening with your money. Inspireadvisors.com/Eric. But Robert Netsley, when did you wake up to this and say, I want to solve this? Because this is as big as it gets.
Well, it was about 12 years ago when I was working at Wells Fargo Investment Services, and I just got, you know, kicked in the rear end by discovery that I am president of our local pro-life pregnancy center, and I own three stocks of companies manufacturing abortion drugs. And the Holy Spirit just convicted me on this issue that here I am, you know, fighting to save the lives of these precious unborn, and yet I'm making money every time somebody has an abortion. And then you go down the laundry list of all these other issues, LGBT activism and human trafficking, you know, et cetera, launched us into what we're doing now. And you know, by God's grace, millions upon millions of Christians and other conservatives with similar values are waking up to the fact uncomfortable fact that in your investment account, you own and are profiting from things that would make your stomach churn. And not only that, but because of the fund companies that you have your money placed in, those fund companies get to vote for the issues that these companies promote, things like we're seeing in the news with Target and others. That's your money at work, but it's at work against you. But it doesn't have to be that way. So that free report and that there's a way to fix it. It's very easy. Just got to be aware and take some simple steps. And we're putting some free work and reports out for listeners here, inspiredvisors.com/Eric, like you mentioned. So people are informed and aware of what they can do to fix this. Because if we don't fix it, if you just sit there blindly going along, like that's going to get it better. It's going to all get worse. And frankly, it's going to be your fault for not doing anything. You know, we've got to do something about it. And you know, let God have the results, but we just can't just sit here and do nothing, because that's how we got here in the first place.
We've all got to become activists. We've all got to. I think a lot of us just thought like, well, I'm just going to go along in my life, and you know, I go to church on Sunday. And well, folks, there are things you need to do, and if you don't do it, you're responsible for things going to hell in a handbasket. So I want to ask you, please. First of all, this is free. Okay, this is free. inspireadvisors.com/Eric. This is the solution. Every single one of us needs to get our dollars and cents out of these places with a satanic agenda. inspireadvisors.com/Eric. When you go there, you will see that this is not going to cost you anything. They're there to help you. And I just wish everyone would do this. I'll say it again, inspireadvisors.com/Eric, inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Robert Netsley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.